Well, it's, appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do that. So, how's everything over in the Eastern Coast doing these days?
I tell you what, it is a roller coaster ride. I must admit, and I thought I might share with you a couple of three things that we did that I thought was interesting this week. I participated in a food policy summit, an international food policy summit, and by being on the agricultural committee, it was really interesting to see the approach that the food policy experts are taking and looking at the world and how important that is. You know, we're talking about 9 billion people by 2050, and so that means that we've got to improve our agricultural and food production and take advantage of all the technologies, including the biotech and so on. And so that was a very interesting opportunity to participate in that summit. Also had an opportunity to share with some of the dairy folks. The International Dairy Foods Association was in town, and it was interesting to visit with them about dairy production. And, you know, milk and whole milk, in my opinion, is so important in our school system, but they had all the other products that are associated with it, and the cheeses, and as well as the milk and the ice cream and so on. So really enjoyed that encounter. And then one day this week, we had a science and space technology full committee hearing, and the discussion was about American leadership in microelectronics. And the part I wanted to share with you, too, was that Dr. Meng Chang was the executive vice president, and he's also the dean of engineering at Purdue University, and really had a interesting conversation and presentation by him as a witness to that committee, sharing his view of how the basic research is so critical to making sure that we have all those semiconductors and microelectronics essential to every part of our life, all the way from cell phones to automobiles and to all other kinds of equipment. So that was interesting. And then, of course, you have to get on into the various budget programs that were presented and bills that were presented, the Build Back Better bill, and the concerns that many of us have from a conservative perspective on the amount of dollars that are being spent and the consequences of that to our children and grandchildren because of the indebtedness. And so I think we need a more focused approach in Washington. We need a more solid direction of what we want to do. I don't think taxpayers are alarmed about spending dollars as long as they're spent appropriately. But when they're just, in my opinion, wasted. A good example is just the infrastructure bill. And we're talking about $1.2 trillion, and only 10% of that goes to actual infrastructure, as we know it, roads and bridges to broadband. So,
Congressman, that's what I was going to thank you for voting against that. I know it passed about a month or so ago, but that's one number that alarmed me, that there was only 10% of $1.2 trillion going to the roads and bridges, and it's called an infrastructure bill.
Yeah, see, you're right on target. I mean, that's the concerning part. I don't think any of us, even including you, I think we're all aware of what we need for infrastructure in terms of roads and bridges. I mean, from all of the industries that are affected by that. And I'm talking about the waterways, too, the rivers and so on. So none of us are opposed to, I don't think anyone's opposed to that kind of commitment. My gosh, when you only got 10% of it going to those kind of, and broadband, and you only got 10% of it, you're exactly right. Yeah, that's concerning. And that's a constant frustration.
I also wanted to ask you about, I think back in early September, maybe late August, you had a chance to go to the southern border, and we all know what a debacle that has become with the Biden administration the last 11 months or so. Can you tell us a little bit about what you saw a couple months ago and maybe what we can do to get this straightened out?
Absolutely. I did not anticipate being able to see anything that already wasn't on the news, but I'm telling you, I was very enlightened by that experience. And it's almost a wild west down there, and the problem is it's impacting our whole country, because as those illegals come across, then they're being transported to cities all around our country, many times without even notice of them coming in. And so we got drugs. I found out that fentanyl,
right?
The reason they like that so much, and talking about the cartels, the reason that much is so concentrated, so you can share a significant amount of dollars, very little volume.
Congressman, you're cutting out on us quite a bit. We're having a hard time the last 30 seconds or so understanding what you're saying. I'm not certain where you're at this morning.
Better?
Not much.
I don't know what I can do to help. Let me move a little way.
Yeah, right there. Right
is
there.
Is that good? Is that better?
That is better.
Much
yes,
better.
Sir.
Yes, right
sir.
There.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, well, anyway, it was quite an experience to see what I saw there. And the people across the border, they had, real quickly, at one point I was with one of the Border Patrol agents, and he said, that is a scout up on the mountainside, about 3,500 feet up. They could see across a valley that's 25 or 30 mile wide. Did they Border Patrol agents post. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, just barely, though. It's just starting to cut out a little bit on us.
How about now?
Not much better.
How about now?
Maybe a little better.
Okay. So anyway, that was to tell you, that was quite an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see that they had scouts on the border to look across that valley. We were on the Arizona side. And there's actually no border. There's really no border wall completed in a lot of that area. So they just walk across the border, and that's a major concern.
Right, right. All right. Well, Congressman, while we have you on the phone, anything else you want to share with us before we let you go? We've got another interview lined up here in 4 minutes. So we just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, and appreciate you being available.
You too. Same to you, and I hope everyone has a happy holiday season.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take care. Appreciate that. Find a little time with Congressman Jim Baird this morning.